Hello, internets. It's us again. The two non-podcasters, really. We admit we're not good at this. We're sorry if it's not the traditional way and it's very unorthodox, but maybe there's someone out there that likes this kind of stuff.
It always takes a while to, get your groove going.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I don't see our setup changing much in the future at all.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, tonight we have a special event, one that's been in the making for years, actually.
Yeah, I guess two.
Yeah, 2 years in the making. Yeah, no. This is not in any way cashing in on the fact that the billion-dollar movie that was Aquaman coming out last December, or last month, excuse me. It is instead the Aquaman pilot that we've been wanting to do for, again, since 2 years ago.
Yeah, we were planning to do it shortly after the Wonder Woman one.
Mm-hmm. And the Justice League of America pilot.
Yeah, which, yeah.
So,
rest in peace.
I mean, it'll come out eventually. Link in the description. No, I'm just kidding. So, some information beforehand. You have seen this. You watched this last night.
Yep, first time.
Wrote your notes. What'd you think?
Well, we'll talk about it.
Oh, well, we will, of course. I have not seen this, and that's on purpose. I didn't want to see it, so this is my first viewing, first take. I know only that Justin Hartley, who played Green Arrow in Smallville, was cast as this during, as you said, when he was Green Arrow.
Yeah, very strange.
Do you remember when this was? 2007?
It was made in 2006 and released shortly after season 6 ended of Smallville.
Okay. So I wonder, so this is basically, if you watched Arrow, this is the Flash to, this is their version of like the Flash, not the Flash, but this is what they would have done, like a spinoff show, I mean.
Yeah, I think they intentionally recast from the Smallville Aquaman because they wanted it to not really be a spinoff.
Oh,
but I think they
really
hinted at their, a crossover happening after it was, worried that it wasn't going to get picked up.
And that's fair, and Arrow didn't do that, or sorry, Flash didn't do that, where it kind of did tie itself into Arrow a little more, and it is what it is. I think it worked out well enough.
Yeah, I think they're going for a different tone with this show than the Aquaman and the other.
And you should have different tones in all shows.
Yeah. But I guess we'll start this up here.
So this was located on the Justice League of America, not Justice League of America, sorry, Justice League Crisis on Two Earths animated film, bonus content.
Yeah.
We didn't know that until Eric pointed that out to us.
Yeah, Geekvolution did some sort of, was it Christmas present video? Or...
Yes, they did, where Eric got him the Crisis on Two Earths Blu-ray, and he was just like, okay, thanks for, I need that at some point.
Yeah.
But it had the Aquaman pilot, but we thought it had the Wonder Woman pilot, and then you looked at it, and...
Yeah, it's the Linda Carter original pilot
movie, I guess. Maybe we'll do that. If it's a TV movie, we'll probably do that one.
I haven't seen any Linda Carter Wonder Woman since I was a kid,
That's
so.
Fair.
But yeah, we've been looking for this Aquaman pilot for ages, and it turned out it was just sitting on my shelf for... I don't know when I bought this.
And next to me in my bed.
Yeah. we bought these, because we have the comic... I guess Earth 2, right?
Yes, Grant Morrison's Earth 2 run of Justice League. Very good book. Go read it. And if you can find it, buy it. It's really good.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's worth your money, I think.
Yeah, it's all right.
Did you read the book?
Yeah, I read it when I bought it, I guess, like maybe, was it 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, whenever you and I got it, I think, at the same time.
Yeah, and it came with the Blu-ray of the animated
fantastic
film,
if you ask me.
Oh, I never watched it.
Film, sorry. Fantastic book.
Yeah,
film's okay.
I thought the book was okay, and I was like, I don't care about the film now, because I'm like, the story was...
It's an adaptation, what do you expect?
Yeah.
One last thing. Is this better than Wonder Woman?
The pilot?
The 2011 pilot.
Well, we'll watch it. We'll see.
Yeah, I'll go in with no expectations, but
exactly.
You know what our thoughts are on Wonder Woman,
yes.
So...
Oof.
Everybody, get your version of this in front of you. Timestamp 0. Everybody, please press play, right?
You can press it.
Okay. Now.
Cause some confusion like last time. Got the hammerheads going on.
Headphones a little too quiet for you?
I can't hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's see how your volume's doing here. Might be your cord. Try on the edge part.
Nope. Oh,
there's a little baby butt going on. Oh, can I see it?
But
should have sorted. We're a more professional podcast. Would have sorted this out beforehand. There you go.
No, I can't hear the voices.
Well, there's no voice going on right now, but
no, but like I couldn't hear her voice unless it was very quiet.
Well, sometimes audio will come out in both sides.
Oh, there you go. Okay, now I can hear it.
Yeah. And here we go. First star of the episode.
Yeah, anybody?
Diamond Phillips.
Anybody you recognize? Aside from Kristen Hartley.
Lou Diamond Phillips right there, yeah. It's in Young Guns. Tons and tons of crappy B action movies.
Okay.
But this was like the tail end of his career, I guess. And we'll see a lot more familiar faces as this goes on.
Right.
Including a familiar face from another commentary that we've done. So.
Alright.
Leave a little surprise for you there.
Hmm. Oh, okay. So her name is still Atlanta. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, waterspout. Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Look like a big blue laser in the sky. Very,
So, I wonder where this was filmed.
Florida. Miami, Florida.
Okay. Well, it said L.A. at the end of the credits.
Yeah, that's... I don't know why.
Yeah, he does look familiar. I've seen him in something. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, he's in lots of stuff.
Well, CGI isn't too bad.
Yeah, it's you know, it's serviceable.
That one's quite questionable, but it's not.
You know,
it's not terrible.
It looks on par with what was going on in Smallville, at least at the time.
Yeah.
And Lost.
She's fine.
Uh oh. I saw something.
Oh. Interesting. Oren, who's that? Dang.
Yeah, apparently she's pretty strong.
Well.
I know, I couldn't rip those seatbelt thing off like that.
Especially in zero G, that's, you know, she's incredibly strong.
I can't remember if they ever explain what exactly this monster thing is.
It's a mermaid.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's a creature of the deep. It's one of those creatures from Lovecraft's novels.
Yeah, I suppose.
That was a seamless transition. Floated to the surface without a shirt.
He's still under there. Dead
when
as a doornail, as I always seem to say.
When did he lose his shirt?
When his mom tore off the seatbelt, she tore the shirt too. And then it just...
Oh, really? Off. Oh, okay. I thought he kept it
I'm
on.
I'm just making things up, but...
I didn't think it's what he did, but whatever. I wonder if he doesn't get pruny. Like, his skin doesn't prune up.
Yeah.
That'd be a useful ability to have.
And here we go. A little, early sign of the animal love here. Ew.
I don't think that's an actual whale.
Oh, you don't think so?
It could be.
You don't think they hired in a troop of whales to come in and shoot this scene for them?
You know what? I have no idea. I shouldn't judge.
What was that Chris Hemsworth movie when they were killing the whales recently?
Oh, I don't actually know.
The effects for the whales there looked great. I was curious to see that movie.
Tempest Key, Florida. This morning.
Which morning?
Maybe it was the creature from the Black Lagoon that got her.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Or, what? You know, as it's referred, as he's referred to in The Shape of Water, Amphibian Man.
Do you think he's actually swimming next to all those sharks? I guess he is.
Careful of the frickin' manta rays, or else you're gonna get Irwin'd. Rest in peace, man.
I guess those sharks aren't very aggressive.
Well, I gotta say, I'm appreciative of... that so far... Nice. That, I'm appreciative that the effects are... They're actually underwater and it's not CGI.
Yeah, no, that's really cool, actually. Yeah, I would have been curious to see this show continue. It's too bad it didn't get picked up.
Unfortunately. Well, did this air on TV?
It didn't, no. This was produced when the CW... They're doing some sort of merger.
Okay.
And I think it just kind of got lost in the toss-up of everything moving around.
Yeah. Save Vin Rames? Dang.
It sure did, yes. That was a big surprise for me to see him in this.
Oh, what the hey?
Yep.
Oh, golly.
Wonder Woman herself makes an appearance.
She was in... Actually, I think she was in a Smallville episode.
Yeah, she was.
She was the equivalent of...
I think she was pretending to be Power Kara. Girl. Yeah. It was a weird episode. She was also in... she played a kind of a major role in the first season of Supernatural.
Interesting.
Played,
so she's been around girlfriend. A lot.
Yeah, yeah. She's working a lot with CW this time. And now, of course, she's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And now the Orville!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Orville. Yeah, good for her. Yeah, written by Alfred Goh and... Is it Miles Miller? Yeah.
That's a Mac Miller.
R.I.P.
Yep. Yeah, this is not Vancouver. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, that's another thing that's kind of fun. Not filmed in Vancouver. Actually doing some underwater stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you put some real work into the production.
You also know for a fact that that can't be underwater, you know, on the North Shore, because...
Yeah.
What has Justin Hartley been doing with his life now?
Oh, wow, yeah. I don't even know.
Where are they?
I mean, he stuck around in Smallville for...
Up also, I love how he's called AC. That is totally a 2000s thing to do. Like, this is 90210 or the OC or something like that.
Yeah, they called him that in the Smallville episode, too.
GA. I think that's actually... They sometimes refer to GA, like, Green Arrow as that in the comics. I think. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
This feels like a melody from Arrow. Probably isn't.
Yeah, I thought I recognized this girl here. I think she's playing Eva or something. But I couldn't figure out anything, but she looks familiar.
She does.
Well, apparently Justin Hartley's on a show called This Is Us. If you've heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it looks like he's a pretty major character in that.
Wow.
Yeah, I always meant to watch that show. I heard it was good, but...
How about anything else? No, he's a diving instructor.
The Young and the Restless. He was apparently on 128 episodes, so...
Okay.
Pretty major role there. But he was good on Smallville. And he's okay in this.
I think he's a good actor. Especially if he's on This Is Us.
In fact, for those last couple seasons of Smallville, he's the only character I really consistently liked.
Yeah, this really does feel like Dawson's Creek or the OC or 90210. But I'm not, like, complaining. It is kind of a throwback, at least for me. I didn't watch those shows when I was growing up, but I at least knew what those were. And this does feel like
one of those 2000 shows. I love Dawson's Creek.
What was that one that Freddie Prinze Jr. and Paul Walker were in.
Oh.
She's the Man, I think.
Yeah, that movie.
Yeah, that movie's terrible. It probably is, but that kind of defined
this. Yeah, that was this period, yeah. But yeah, they were also pulling this angle in Smallville with him being kind of, you know, go out, protect the ocean, Greenpeace type. Maybe a little terrorist, PETA type person.
Yeah, dang.
Look how scarred up he is.
At least he's a good guy, hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah, I think this was a pretty big downslope in his career at this time, Vin Rames.
I wonder how many films he's done where he's the lead character.
Oh, tons, tons and tons. He does a whole lot of really shitty horror and action movies.
Those B-ones, eh?
Yeah, that's kind of what his career fell into, especially around this time.
But he's a wonderful actor.
Yeah, he's good. I heard he was really hard to work with, though, and that's kind of why his career fell apart.
I think he's lightened up, especially with the Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, yeah. And he was still doing them at this time as well.
But those were, like, third the movie was his last one, and then he stopped for 4 and then came back for 5. Didn't really do much in 5, but 6 he did. He had a significant role in 6.
Yeah, he was good in 6.
It's just weird. His character in Mission Impossible isn't as... It's almost a subversion because he seems like a very active slash combative guy, almost. Like, he seems, you know, pretty built and whatnot. But it's freaking Simon Pegg himself that is out in the field more and wields a gun. It's just pretty interesting, yeah, I mean.
It's kind of funny. But, you know, he's the guy in the chair type.
Yeah. But it's just funny that him and Pegg are guys in the chair.
Yeah, that's fair.
I do like this, though, that his dad is...
Yeah, look, we got a helicopter here.
That his dad's, I don't know if this is the Coast Guard or just, like...
Yeah, I think he's in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, I'd like that if Aquaman turned out to be... he was a sailor, I know that for a fact, but...
Yeah, they could have done some good stuff with that, with his dad being in the Coast Guard, dealing with a lot of this ocean stuff.
I don't remember if his dad is a sailor in the original, or if it's Coast Guard. If it's Coast Guard, that works.
I think he was just a fisherman, wasn't he? Yeah. Or maybe that's Namor. See, I get them confused, because I'm much more familiar with the Namor origin. Oh, yeah, this girl... Yeah, she's got a lot of screen time in this episode, but I never really feel like it goes anywhere. It's just set up character, I suppose, for the series. Didn't happen. Did you ever watch MASH? Oh, not MASH. What's that? What's that fucking one that's about the pilots?
Oh, Top Gun?
JAG.
Oh, wait, isn't that Hyper... No, it's...
I think that's the one with the pilots.
Isn't that Hyper Patrol?
No, I'm wrong.
I'm wrong on that one. Whatever that one movie that Dax Shepard made a few years ago with Michael Pena.
Oh,
Chips, that
yeah,
was what
yeah.
it was, Chips.
Oh, Chips.
Yeah, JAG, I maybe if you show me a picture, I'll remember it.
Yeah, here.
Yes, I remember that. Is he in that?
No. This parts of this pilot reminded me a lot of watching Jake as a kid. All this pilot stuff. And you know, I like that kind of thing. The Airwolf.
I'm sure we've...
You know.
That CGI wasn't bad. Maybe because they actually... Okay, that was CGI, not for a fact.
Yeah, there's a lot of CGI in this.
It's the opposite of Barry Allen, where he's, you know, swimming under the ocean and... Actually, I wonder who would be faster on water, Aquaman or Barry. Probably Barry, just because he has a speed force. But Aquaman is, like, probably the fastest person on the
apparently
ocean.
He was faster than Clark in the Smallville episode. He kept outrunning him. So I don't know. Could Superman outrun the Flash? I mean,
in my head, no.
Justice League.
Flash is the fastest man alive. Superman's strongest guy alive. And... That looks like CGI. And Aquaman might be the fastest guy in the water.
Maybe.
On Earth-wise.
I tend to think that Clark can take them all, but I'm a big
Superman. Oh, I mean, yeah, guy. He could probably take them both on. But I would just love to see somebody animate it or whatnot, but Aquaman, like, surfing on waves.
You know, these effects really aren't that bad.
No, they're really good. Like, for the time they hold up very well.
Yeah, I can't imagine they would do it a whole lot differently nowadays if they were making an Aquaman pilot.
Like,
the effects would look a little bit more polished, but... And they'd be shooting on HD. I mean, this doesn't look like it was shot in HD at all.
I'm okay with this. I don't know why. I'm okay with the non-HD.
What's nice about this show is the color tone is a lot more muted than Smallville.
Yeah.
Smallville always had a very, I don't know, bright red tone.
Well, that's kind of intentional.
Yeah, of course. But it was nice that they switched that tone up a little bit.
This looks like natural colors. Like,
the
lighting is just naturally lit. And it's in Florida, so...
And when we get to the villain plot, I think that those muted colors work really well for it.
I wish a lot more shows did muted colors, aside from dark colors as well.
Yeah, now I think things have shifted a little too much. Everything's dark and gloomy.
This is not just, like, superhero shows. This is, like...
Yeah, everything in general shifted.
Yeah,
Because I was rewatching Solo recently.
Yep.
God, that movie's so dark. There's some scenes, especially in the beginning, it just looks so ugly.
That's a lot of things black. With a lot of the Star Wars films now do that. Even Rogue One does that, and that's kind of...
Yeah, that's true. But that worked for Rogue One. Solo is kind of just a fun smuggler story. And why does it have to be all dark?
I'm Mr. Anonymous.
Like, that's not a name.
AC Slater.
I want to look you up to date you.
I mean, oh, they do have the internet. Facebook isn't around yet. Though MySpace is.
Oh, also his orange and green look here. I like they shifted it.
That stupidly works.
Yeah, I think it looks
better. That's stupid, but it works. I think it's stupid, but cool at the same time.
Yeah, in the Smallville episode, people kept commenting on how out of style his look was. With this bright orange shirt and the bright green pants. And yeah, it looked really gaudy and bad. But this works quite well. I don't think you see people wearing orange shirts very much anymore. You know?
You mean pants?
Well, he had the...
Oh, reverse?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the reverse.
My dad has orange swim trunks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, well...
How do you know who Orin looks like? That's my question.
He sees the necklace there.
Oh, yeah, right. Stupid. How did I not hear the door open?
Okay. FBI know how to sneak around.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, yeah, I meant to look up this guy. This guy's a face I've seen all the time.
Yeah, those look like a recognizable fruitcake.
Yeah, Supernatural, X-Files. I'm sure I saw him in
and
Buffy.
I'm not giving you an answer.
Oh, the FBI never answer.
Well, kind of glad I didn't go the regular beat of just like, you don't know who you're dealing with.
Hey, there she is, Wonder Woman, on our screen.
Spy. She's a villain, I know that for a fact.
I guess we should say not talking about Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, but is it Adrian Pilecki?
Yes. If we're wrong on that, we're sorry.
Yeah, Pilecki maybe.
I can't say her name correctly.
The others, eh? So I guess they're already tracking these kind of undersea dwellers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they're near that here.
Yeah, it's kind of weird they sit in the Bermuda Triangle. But I guess you can get some fun mileage out of that.
At least it's the Atlantic.
Yeah. Some planes going down, things like that. Hey, I like that countertop. Looks like galaxies.
That's interesting.
Uh-oh.
Hmm, looks a little...
Yeah, it looked a little...
I think that's a little... not CG, those, but just...
The dancing fish on the wall.
Yeah.
You know?
It does look fake.
Yeah. I never see those little dancing wall plaque fish things. Man, she looks good in this.
Okay. I swear hair. That looked like it said, like the subtitle said, cool. I'm just like, what do you mean?
I think the blonde hair suits her a lot better than that dark hair she had in the
I think Wonder her Empire. Natural look is brown hair / auburnish.
Yeah, that's fair.
Redhead, strawberry blonde, I don't remember. Nadia? Oh, what's that one animated show called? Nadia and the... I don't remember.
Uh-oh.
What the f***? Oh, she hypnotized him.
Yep. Typical Smallville plot here.
Oh, she's like a siren / mermaid. Okay. Shia, can I borrow your phone for a second?
Sure.
The internet is what I would request. Thank you.
Is she in the nude?
Is he nude?
Met a long time ago, eh?
Right, Nadia, the secret of blue water. That's what I meant to say.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, random, but... Thanks, man.
Alrighty, I guess I should look at... Uh-oh, did I see a tail just then?
I guess he's not hypnotized anymore.
No.
What the?
Whoa.
Whoa.
You know, this is going for a Buffy type look here with the... Whoa.
The action was a little... Yeah. On that.
Yeah. But I think the design looked cool.
Oh, the design looks very cool. Yeah. Also like that. Man, he's got a crossbow. That's awesome. Wish it was a harpoon. Also, you're in water. Shouldn't you heal? Cool. Harpoon launcher. That would have been awesome. Also... Oh, it was a siren.
Yeah.
I come from Buffy.
Scaly bitches.
That's a new one. Oh, he's Atlantean as well. Wait, so can you breathe underwater as well, or...
Yeah, I guess so.
Two different writers. Jules Verne. Whoa,
I can't believe you said that.
And... What's his name? Christian Andersen. Hans Christian Andersen. Sorry that took me so long.
Oh, look at that little smile he's got. Yeah, smirk I said with the magic word. I
porn
said
stash, yeah.
Yeah, I never liked the stash look on him. He held onto that for a long time.
Go ahead. Just ask him, man.
Looks like he was gonna cry there.
So what's it called, really?
Yeah, and is it off the Florida Keys? Like, where is it?
If it's called, if you guys, if it's mostly famous by. The name Atlantis, what is it really called? I do mean that. I think my favorite version of Atlantis still has to be Atlantis and the Lost Empire.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good one.
Because they did so much with that. They brought in an actual linguist to design, like a university linguist professor, to design the language. And they got Mike Mignola to do the designs for it. Like, that's just awesome and dedication right there, man.
Yeah, and all the different types of technology. There's some really cool imagination in that film.
The linguist also designed Klingon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a name I should know. Yeah, I'm not going to even try. Hey, I'd watch a series of that.
Also, I have an orange muscle shirt.
Yeah?
Also, my dad does as well.
I have a red one. And sometimes when I'm having colorblind problems, I think it looks orange.
That's fair. And different lights, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's yellow, then yellow light will make it look orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what's pulling in the camera. Stupid joke.
Terrible. The love interest that doesn't believe.
Hey, now he's got the orange.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if it's green cargo pants, that works too.
Yeah, that's true. She's real pretty, but she didn't stand out to me at all in this episode at all.
Dry hair.
I kept forgetting that she was even in it. I kept thinking she was the that Torres pilot chick.
Oh, hey, just like a movie. I wonder if these two characters were at one at one point.
Oh,
like Torres and Ava.
Yeah, maybe.
I actually don't know if they're comic characters. If they are, I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, neither one of them really feel like love interests. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what purpose either of them were supposed to serve. I guess you can't really tell unless you get the series.
Yeah, I wonder if there was a whole like series overview written.
Yeah, I don't know.
If anyone knows, please.
I know Miller and Go were like really pumped and really trying to push to get this released and picked up. They eventually got it put on iTunes, though. Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned that. But that's where they got it debuted.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, and they also paired it up with the release of season 6 of Smallville on DVD. Like, you would buy them, and it would be,
yeah,
like
I guess that would be on there.
Yeah. Not released as a bonus feature, sadly, but they just packaged the two together. Yeah. I guess in a hope that fans would see it and demand that they'd pick it up. Oh, no.
Huh. So we not know... Do we never know who he is?
Yeah, I guess not.
Was that Ocean Master?
Oh.
Or Aqualad? No.
I like the little mouths at the bottom of these planes here.
Wait, why are you... Oh, I guess this makes sense, yeah. Yeah. We ask about this.
FBI asshole guy.
Far out? I guess so. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, he's got a cold sore or a pimple on his above his mouth, like a mole.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's rude to say.
More eco-terrorism.
Looks like it was taken yesterday. Because it was taken yesterday. How did you get fingerprints from 1905?
Yeah, it doesn't even make any sense. What?
I don't even know if they were doing fingerprint analysis in 1905, and if they were, it was very like limited thing.
Yeah, who's got that on their records?
Again, I could be wrong on that. I don't remember when we were first taking fingerprints.
But even still, you wouldn't be like criminal going through evidence. The system, and they'd have like dead people from.
I actually don't know. Do we earlier. Take fingerprints of people when they die? Like if they go to a mortuary / morgue?
I don't know.
Again, if they do.
I certainly know that 100 okay. years ago they probably weren't.
More than 100 years ago.
Yeah, I guess 114 years ago when this came out.
I mean, it's not laughably bad, I'll say that.
It's a little... It's,
that's goofy, but...
I missed it when I first watched this, so... I think I was zoning out a little bit on the scenes with her, though. Because I kept being like, yeah, what's going on here? Like,
oh, hey, here comes a cell phone! It's a flip phone!
Yeah, let's see it.
Oh, that beautiful flip
There's
phone.
There's that little antenna.
Yep. Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, you're actually allowing me to go with you? Nice.
Hey, is this the end of Indiana Jones here, that big warehouse?
That's what I was thinking, too. I just didn't want to say anything because that was locked up with items and whatnot, confiscated goods, whereas this wasn't.
It's still just, it was just folders. Like a little bit, but...
All right, that's lovely. Hey-o. Paint the walls red.
Is this early Dexter? You wouldn't see this kind of carnage.
Actually,
on,
did Smallville. That start around this time?
I think so, yeah. I think it started around 2006, maybe?
One of the characters went on to play a significant character in Arrow.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe of the later seasons, I don't remember.
And John Barrowman, my old buddy.
He was in Dexter?
Arrow.
Well, yeah, I know that, but yeah. Dexter? Really? Dang. She doesn't.
See, that's a pretty cool little,
That's what you get for building it on the shore.
I like this restaurant set. It looked cool.
It's okay. It looks like something you'd find in Florida. If you're from Florida, I'm sorry. For assuming that happens.
Uh-oh.
Also, you have a circuit breaker over water. Smart.
Oh, yeah, I guess she wouldn't continue to the series.
Oh, dang!
I forgot about that.
Oh, golly! Dead. Best girl.
I like that zoom in there, if you saw that.
He wasn't hiding, you liar.
Yeah.
He literally was in the same place as he was always.
Is she wearing, like, a bra?
Yeah, she's wearing a bra of some sort. Okay. It's not seashell bra.
Some of the side shots, yeah, it looked like she just had, like, pasties on or something. I was like, that's a little pretty risque.
Oh, shoot, is that freaking...
Is this the perfect
song? Is that the Queen's Gambit?
Oh,
wait, what the f***?
Like the same effects from The Perfect Storm, like 10 years earlier.
How did you get roped into this?
Yeah, what? I guess the... Yeah.
How did she not kill you? That's my question. Yeah, the CG's eh, but it's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That... I wouldn't say it's terrible.
That was a pretty ambitious shot they're doing here.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's... It looks kind of silly.
You gotta say, that's interesting.
Siren pulling the boat like that. Ugh. I like the big grin that she had on her face.
Yeah. Why?
Why didn't she just tie them up and drag them down in like a net? Yeah. Rather than carry the boat. Eventually she's gonna have to do that. She could have done it when they were passed out.
Also, you could just go outside.
69?
Oh, I'm stupid. There's Mara. That would be his love interest.
I don't know if she's in this. Maybe she would come in later.
No, I mean, that's what I mean.
Whoa.
I thought you needed water. Blue laser into the sky.
If
is frickin... this every Marvel movie?
Yeah, that's funny.
What were you saying?
Yeah, sorry. I wonder if Atlantis is like Themyscira, where it's in another dimension, or it's like covered by magic or whatnot. Mm. That'd be interesting. Mm. In the DC universe, I mean.
Yeah. Like a perception filter over it.
Yeah. Whoa. Ooh. Oh, what the hey?
Animorphs.
Man, you just like, that's nostalgia for a lot of people. Wait, did...
Whoa.
Did she flip him or something like that?
I think so, yeah. He sure likes calling her that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it looked a little slow. But... I'm fine with all the effects and stuff like that, you know. 2006, they're doing what they can.
Alright, well, unfortunately, this is, you know, modern American action where cut. More cut than Justin Hartley.
It's like that scene in, is it Taken 2? With
Taken 3. Leonis?
Taken 3?
Can't believe or Columbiana. Oh, or God, Marvel Columbiana. Movies. Ugh. Even, you know, going back to Winter Soldier, I just realized there's a lot of cuts. Yeah. And that's...
Lots and lots
even
of
though
cuts.
I love that... I love that movie, and a lot of the action, it's cut to shreds.
Yeah, I feel like the action gets worse in Captain America Civil War, but, eh.
I mean, it's admirable for what they're doing, but it's...
Yeah, and you know what? They get so much right, they don't have to be perfect in terms of the action.
At the same time, I'd like it to be perfect, but what can you do?
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, even Dark Knight is guilty of that.
Yeah, I mean... I don't think Christopher Nolan's that great at action either. You know?
Again, like we said, Dark Knight Rises, he's better. And
yeah.
I know what you said about
how
step up. Your problem with that was at the end of the film, like with like the cops versus the criminals.
Yeah, but that's nobody's fault but my own. I can't help but look at extras.
That's fair. Well, it's kind of a... Wow, they actually killed Ava off.
I like that shot there with the moon in the side. That was a cool shot.
Oh, wait, no, she's...
It's a solid... I think it's a pretty solid pilot. Oh, yeah, mission. I guess she's not dead.
Okay. Wonder if they would build up to something.
Well, I mean, she's attractive, so...
Aside from that. And I wonder if these two would ever have met.
Him and FBI guy? Oh,
I wonder
if
we would have gone back to who that guy was.
Hey. Club Havana. Wait, what? That girl looks familiar.
Well, that was... Was that Ava or Torres?
I think that was Torres. So she was in Havana in 1936, and here she's here now.
What was this, sleeper agents?
Yeah, is it Atlantean sleeper agents? Is it?
It's like Black Panther.
His arms look really red there. It's weird.
I mean, suntanned or whatnot?
I think it was just the color timing was weird. What do you think about that mid-2000s hair of his?
I mean, it's mid-2000s hair. What do you expect? Looks like Freddie Prinze Jr. He kind of looks like a knockoff Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, maybe a slightly better looking one, maybe.
He doesn't look like what Jr. looked like in Scooby-Doo.
Oh boy, yeah. He looks like Plastic Man.
Like now? The episode's about to end. Wait. It's my birthday.
He can cry if he wants to. I mean,
where's his dad?
The chick was attractive, and she's dead now. His dad, they only got Lou Diamond Phillips for, you know, 10 minutes per episode.
Wow.
5 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know where he went.
Yeah, like, you'd think he'd be essential to this. What, did you flunk out of how much school?
Oh, I would have liked to see their trident.
Whoa. Unfortunately, yes.
Some wisdom here.
Oh! That's This music, yeah, it is.
I know, yeah, CW.
But honestly, I actually kind of like it. I don't know why.
You know, I don't even know if it was a CW yet. It might have just been the WB at this time.
Yeah, it probably was.
In fact, I think that's what that merger was. I think it was them transitioning into CW. But I might be wrong. I should have done my research on that. But yeah, but you can definitely tell this isn't just shooting in BC like they always do with CW shows.
Not that I have a problem with that, but...
Yeah, of course, yeah. But it's a nice
change. You have to shoot this in Florida or somewhere in the Atlantic.
This makes it feel a lot more authentic.
Miles Mulder, you're right. I was wrong there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's strange how Lou just completely disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, either have been an explanation or whatnot, but you'd think he would go to him at one point because he's his dad.
Yeah.
And he would ask, like, I thought after Rames came and was just like, you know, you're this or whatnot or all that stuff, he would go to him and be like, Dad, this is confusing, what the heck. We probably would have gotten that in another episode where he asks, did you know about this and whatnot?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they wanted to tone down the parental figure a little bit from Smallville.
They do that.
That was such a big thing all the time. Yeah.
Based on DC Comics characters.
Yep.
This
logo ink crash.
Oh, that's a good logo.
Yeah.
I don't know if people will disagree with that, but I like that logo.
Yeah, I like that logo too.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Aquaman. I liked it too. It was a good pilot.
I would go back and watch it again. Yeah. Actually, I might show this to my dad / my parents.
It's a shame we didn't get a series. I would have loved to
have seen it. I honestly would have loved to see what this is. If there was like a script / overview of what this would have been like, I would absolutely have read it. Like, want to read it and see like where everything would have gone.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
Like, again, this is way better than...
Wonder Woman. I never wanted to see another episode.
I don't know about Smallville.
We could watch the pilot to that at some point.
Yeah, we'll probably do that.
It's a good pilot.
I'm gonna show you the pilot to freaking Arrow and see what you have to say.
Yeah, I'd be curious. And
with Flash.
When that came out, I was like, no, I'm not interested. They should have kept the same Arrow from Smallville.
That's what everybody thought.
Yep.
This one
kind of better.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've heard people liked it. You know, up to a certain point.
Also, at one point, we'll be doing Justice League Crisis on Two Earths commentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are. Because I told you I wanted to do all the animated movies.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be a lot of fun.
All those ones right there. Batman Under the Red Hood, one of the best ones there. Green Lantern First Flight, never seen that. Batman, Superman, Public Enemies, Wonder Woman, the Amazon Princess. All those.
Do you have Public Enemies? Did you buy that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Nice. I have the combo. I've not read it nor watched it yet.
See, I like the comic a lot more than I liked Earth 2 here. Quite a bit more.
That's fair. I have the Wonder Woman by George Perez and the DVD with it. Mm-hmm.
Is that like black and white or something?
Sorry?
Is it like... No, never mind. I'm talking on my ass.
No, the George Perez one is not black and white. It's fantastic and makes up a lot of that movie. The live action movie.
Yeah.
From 2 years ago. Anyway.
What? Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. And see you next time for more stuff.